This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, October 24th. The Health Department said this morning that the WIC food program will continue through November. The U.S. Department of Agriculture provided additional funding for it. More than 11,000 people in Columbus County rely on EBT benefits for food. We have more on this breaking story on our website. Detectives have charged a white woman with sexually abusing her 12-year-old daughter. Rosalina Baena, age 45, of Gore Trailer Road, is held under a $50,000 secured bond. She was charged with indecent liberties with a minor, felony child abuse, and communicating threats. We have more on this story on our website. A traffic stop led to a DWI arrest and an illegally modified Glock handgun early Friday. Wilbur Castro Dominguez, age 29, of Loras, was stopped on Cherry Grove Road around 2 a.m. The sheriff's office said he had a Glock 19 handgun that had been modified to be fully automatic in his vehicle. He was held under no bond. A large crowd is expected Tuesday at the Whiteville City Council meeting as multiple business owners and residents affected by flooding are expected to attend. Elizabeth Castiti of the Donut Shop has turned into one of the harshest critics of the city, blaming council and staff after her restaurant flooded yet again during last week's storm. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. It can be viewed online or attended in person. The town of Chaperon is hosting its Trunk or Treat right now at Town Hall. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. Town Hall is located at 602 North Brown Street. Contact Kendall Bullock at 910-654-4148 for more information, or just head on over there. Saturday is the North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City. You can look for the street fair, music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show, the street fair, and the parade is at 10 a.m. We're going to be broadcasting the parade on CCN's Facebook page. There's going to be the Kids Corner and so much more going on. Look for the CCN crew. We'll be out and about down there, and let's everybody go have a yam good time. The Boys and Girls Home in North Carolina is going to host classic cars and country cooking Saturday from 11 until 3 at the farm. There will be a car show, food trucks, and lots of fun. Best part, admission is free. Registration will be from 9 to 11 a.m. if you want to participate in the car show. Judging will be at 11 with awards to follow. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. And if you want to enter the show, you can just show up tomorrow morning. Whiteville Police, the Sheriff's Office, and the Drug Enforcement Agency are having a drug drop-off tomorrow. Stations will be set up at Walgreens and Walmart in Whiteville from 10 until 2. Unwanted, expired, and unused medications will be safely destroyed. Pills, tablets, capsules, and patches will be accepted. Illegal drugs, pressurized medications such as inhalers and sprays, liquids, unless they're sealed, syringes, needles, and sharps cannot be collected during the event. New Life Community Church is going to hold a special music and worship service tomorrow night at Truck Supply Parking Lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. Service starts at 6 p.m. Saturday is also Lake Waccamaw Safe Night at Elizabeth Frankley Park from 6 until 8 p.m. We have a complete guide to all your Halloween activities on our website. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.